2,000 artists, 33 countries, more than 250 galleries, all spread out on a convention center floor the size of 10 football fields. That's how art critic Carolina Miranda describes the scene at Art Basel Miami, the giant yearly art fair. She joins us now by phone from Miami. Hi, Carolina.
How are you, Sotiris?
I'm good, thanks. So listen, you've been there for 48 hours now, and things have just begun. What have you seen so far? What kind of work is on display?
Well, so far, a little too much of everything, but some great stuff in between. I've seen an amazing Carr Walker installation at the Sekema Jenkins Gallery. They also have a fantastic display of paintings by Amy Silman, who recently had a show at the Hirshhorn. Takashi Murakami's at Emmanuel Perrotin. There's Guillermo Cuitca paintings. There are giant sculptures that say desire. There's everything from small prints on paper to giant installations. It's a little mind-boggling, actually.
It sounds pretty impressive. You know, in the past, there's been big money in buying and selling art at this fair, and you spoke to a bunch of people and got some different points of view. Here's Lawrence Miller, who runs a photography space on West 57th Street.
Last year, we did a third of what we did 2 years ago. I'd be happy to do that same third again because the market has been very quiet.
And here's Fred Snitzer, a partner at the Frederick Snitzer Gallery, a prominent Miami space.
I promise you, this isn't like Pollyanna, that in the first hour, I could have blinked my eyes, it could have been 2 years ago. I mean, certainly, you and I and everybody else knows that things are bad, but the people who are interested in buying are buying, and the enthusiasm is there.
So, which one of them is right?
Well, I think it's a different experience for each gallerist and depending on the price point of art that they're selling. I think certainly dealers across the board are, I would describe them as cautiously optimistic. This is not the gangbusters year of 2 years ago where you literally had collectors like banging the doors at noon to get into Art Basel. People are shopping around, they're negotiating, they're looking at work, they're sleeping on it. 2 years ago, you would have shows that would have been sold out during the VIP preview. That's not happening now. Now, that does not mean that work is not selling. Like Sperone Westwater sold a painting by Guillermo Cuitca for $250,000 yesterday, and that's significant. So art is selling, but it's certainly not selling at the 2007 level.
So is Art Basel still a fabulous art party after fabulous art party? Is Miami still the place to be in the art world right now?
Well, I would say it's definitely still a fabulous art party, but I think there was quite a bit of nervousness about the fair this year because this fair has only been in Miami since 2002, and Miami's arts institutions are pretty young. Like, their museums are only about a decade old. So you have a city that's a fairly new pit stop on the global arts calendar, and then all of a sudden you have these fairs that are not doing that well. It could have jeopardized the city's status, really, as an arts center. And so I think there was some nervousness about that. But the turnout has been really strong. I mean, they're expecting more than 40,000 people to come into town for this. And then, in addition, it's generated all kinds of sideshow performance artists who go around the floor with like mini replicas of themselves. Like yesterday, I saw a woman dressed in a giant bubble in thigh-high gold boots. So there's still this kind of festive art atmosphere, and there's a lot of talk about art, which in the past it used to be a little bit more about selling. So that's definitely a nice aspect to it.
I've been speaking with critic Carolina Miranda, who is in Miami for the Art Basel Miami Art Fair. You can read what Carolina has to say about the fair and see photos from the event all on the culture page of our website, WNYC.org. Thanks, Carolina.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.